Quick, let's just begin by talking about the homestand, the way the team was able to finish it off the right way. Five wins and a shootout loss. How did you see those games?
I think our team played really well throughout the whole week. I mean, I think we've been playing really well, actually, since Christmas break. I think we've been playing the right way. We've been doing the right things. Pascal has us playing a really good system right now, and we're just doing things the right way.
You know, some of the players have talked about coming out of the holiday break and how the coach talked with everyone and said, now's the time, we've got to get it going. You've even talked about that a little bit. That kind of stuff is said in dressing rooms from time to time over the years, and nothing happens. Why is it different this time?
I think we really bought in. I think we really bought into what he was saying. I think we just came together as a team. We saw where we were in the standings. We didn't like it. Didn't like what was happening to our team. But also, I mean, we got a lot of guys back from injury, which makes a big difference. I mean, we were really banged up there for a while where we had a lot of guys in our lineup, and they did a fantastic job. But just night after night, when you don't have your top guys in the lineup, it makes a big difference. And to get those guys back, they really helped us out.
Interesting you talk about that, because Pascal also mentioned that he felt the team established some good habits and some good attitude things before it started winning games. Did you notice that, and did you maybe think that added to the frustration? Is that you were doing a lot of things right but not getting results?
For sure. I mean, we were playing really good hockey games. We were playing really well. I thought our team was playing great, but we weren't getting the results. But once again, I mean, you add those guys back to our lineup, it makes a really big difference, especially when you already have those good habits built in that our team's playing with. And then you add maybe like a Seth Griffiths, who's a really skilled player who can put the puck in that. You get J.C. LaPon, who comes back and he plays his role so well. And you get little things like that just back in your lineup. It makes a really big difference.
Obviously, good goaltending makes a big difference as well. Ken Appleby was able to jump in and help the team out on the road in Texas, a kind of a springboard into the homestand, and you're able to take every game on the homestand. And goals against under two, save percentage sky high. You have said already, though, that you don't feel this is the best you've played this year. This is maybe a continuation of how you've been playing much of the year.
Yeah, I mean, I felt I've been playing the same way throughout the whole year. I mean, after my first two games of the year, I mean, I went back and looked at some video and made some adjustments, and went from there. I'm just really happy with the way I've been playing all season long, and I'm getting the results right now. But I mean, it's a process. I think you have to do the little things right over and over. The results start to kind of take care of themselves. And you know what? That was going back to Apps. That was a huge win by him. I mean, he played a fantastic game. He made two huge saves with under a minute left in that game to get us into overtime, and then made some big saves in overtime. And 4 out of 5 of the shootouts, really good. So he was awesome that game.
Today, you were named American Hockey League Player of the Week for your efforts the last little bit. What does that mean to you?
For a goalie, I think that's more of a team award than anything else. I think our teams did really good. I mean, as a forward, I mean, if you score 2 hat tricks in a week, I mean, that's kind of you kind of did that. But I think as a goaltender, it's kind of the whole team helping myself out and getting that award. I mean, that's kind of just a thing we've been doing all week. We've been playing right defensively, and it helps me out, and that's kind of helps me get that award.
If you look back at last season, you had, of course, the call-up and some time with the Jets where you weren't playing a lot, but you were up there. You had injury as well. So what's this season like compared to, say, last, where you're getting in now a real run of games here and just knowing that you're going to play every second day or, you know, on average kind of thing?
It's nice, but it's nothing new. I mean, when I was down, even when I was down here, I played a lot every second game. My first 2 years, I played a lot of minutes. My first year, I played a ton of games. I think I played 20 in a row or something like that. So it's not something I'm definitely not used to. I definitely enjoy it. In junior hockey, I played every single night. It's something that I like doing. I think every goalie likes playing every single night. You kind of just get into a rhythm, get going, and it's a lot more fun playing hockey than practicing.
When you look at maybe how this season began, the Jets organization signs Lauren Brossoit, and a lot of people weren't sure how the goalie situation would shake out. Obviously, Lauren has played fantastic up with the Jets in his backup role. How much are you paying attention to what's going up there, or maybe worrying about where your spot is and how that shakes out for you personally?
Zero. Not worrying that at all. It's not in my control. I can't worry about that. I'm with the Manitoba Moose. I got to win games down here. I really haven't watched many Jets games this year, to be honest with you. I don't really know how they're doing. We're kind of every other day right now, back and forth games, and it's kind of nice to get away from hockey a little bit when you go home. But I'm really happy they're doing great. I mean, that's just awesome for the organization. And I mean, I think they have a true chance of winning a Stanley Cup this year, and I'm just really rooting for them. But for myself, I can't control that stuff. For me, it's just about going and playing my game the best I can and helping whatever team I'm on win games.